What it do, what it do, what it do. Pause. No, seriously. I wasn't even supposed to be coming to you guys today. I was supposed to wait until tomorrow, you know, being that we have legitimately 2 more episodes left before we shut it down, jig around, just to revamp it up a little bit, you know. We'll be back. But I came across an article and I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to get your feedback on the state of things. Shake up your little brain a little bit, you know. Test the strength of your coffee. I really wanted to see, why are things becoming acceptable instead of dealt with? Are you conforming to the unacceptable? I think so. It's Coffee with Queen on a Tuesday. What it do? I'm stuck. My stomach is in knots. My palms sweating. I don't even know if I should even speak on this topic. But with me being me, I have to. I just read something. And I don't want it to seem like I'm negatively talking about another person's accomplishments, business, etc. I think that's where all the emotion is coming from. Because I'm trying to figure out, should you even voice your opinion, being that someone actually is doing something for the greater good? I don't know. Don't look at it like that. Just look at it as accountability, the way that we like to serve it up. I have to just spit it out. Well, I'm going to be all over the place. This is impromptu. This is something that I came across just recently, a few moments ago. And as I stated, it's kind of a raw emotion that you're hearing or sensing in my voice, but it is what it is. Let's do this. First and foremost, kudos to any entrepreneur, any business person, business woman, business man, whatever. Kudos. If you were able to successfully launch a business, a product, and it's gained any type of attention, any type of success, even if it hasn't and you're just beginning, kudos. I'm an entrepreneur and I know how stressful it can be just trying to get started. So this is not by any means throwing any shade on anyone's work. We're all in the same planet, so we see the abuse of authority from people in higher positions or that are supposed to protect and serve when it comes to people of color. We see these stories. We see the headlines. Unfortunately, we see the lives that have been lost behind this epidemic. It's unfortunate. It's sad. It's real. The objective behind a lot of these initiatives like Black Lives Matter and the other ones that are out there is to basically try to aid in achieving Black equality or racial equality, so that we can conduct ourselves as the other races without being stereotyped or killed because your skin is of a darker pigment. That's what the objectives are, for equality. So you don't have to act or behave differently in society. What bothers me is the fact that we are now in a state where you have to purchase or feel as if there's the need for a product called not reaching a clear pouch, transparent pouch, to be positioned in plain sight that discloses the objects that would normally be disclosed or kept in your glove compartment, store them in plain sight in a transparent pouch that states in black bold letters, driver's license, registration, insurance card, officer, I am not reaching. Does that not hurt your heart? I'm a mother of two black boys. Two. One of them of a fair, darker shade or milkier, chocolater skin. Tall. Empowered enough to be confident within himself, so his demeanor alone may invoke fear inside a weak individual. You think I'm not afraid? I used to be, and a little bit of me is still fearful of the part of society that I cannot control. But I refuse to buy that pouch. Not that I'm not supporting another business, especially another mother's business. It has nothing to do with it. It's the fact that if I want equality for my child, I do not want him to have to go and feel as if he has to take this extra step to protect himself because he's black. Are you kidding me? I understand that if you can't beat him, join him mindset. I do. But this is extremely sad. Don't get me wrong. I get it. And it is definitely not about the creator, the founder of the product. Don't get me wrong. It definitely has nothing to do with her, her idea, her motives. And I understand why she did it. Like I said, I'm a mother. But why are we at a state in this day and age where we have to do so, or it's even marketable, or it's even understood? We've got to do better. And you have the power to do so. If you're not a mother, and if you're not of a darker color, so you don't have to experience it, realize that it's real. Google it. Check your latest headlines. I can guarantee you're going to see it. And it's crazy that I have to continue to say for the sensitive individuals that I am not by any means downing this product. If anything, society is to blame that a mother feels as if she has to create this to preserve or extend the years on her son's life. What's next? Any Muslim wearing a turban? Do they need one to say that I'm not going to shoot up a building or blow up a plane? Here's my identification card. Here's my credit card. I'm just trying to make a purchase. What's next? Women, do you need one to put on the back of your head when you go out to a nightclub and you're wearing your beautiful garments that you decided to pick out to display or express yourself by your choosing? I'm just here to have a great time. My purchase, my identification, everything that I need is in this transparent pouch. I am not trying to be raped. Like, I'm not understanding why it just seems to be things are becoming acceptable instead of being dealt with. So we're just going to put up with it and we're not going to attempt to change it. I feel as if we need to stop complaining and do more changing, point blank, period. Don't become so accustomed to it that it's the norm. Don't adapt to it. Absolutely not. If what you're doing isn't enough, do something differently. If you don't have enough people that's going to impact change, then go and try to recruit people in other areas. Definitely don't adapt to it. It's not acceptable. There is no reason why this mother should have felt as if she needs to kind of differentiate her child of color to protect him. Where's the equality in that? Little Jimmy isn't going to make that purchase and put it on his dashboard. Perhaps society may need to support this mother, everyone of every color, buy one and place it on your dashboard.
And maybe perhaps when you're stopped, don't reach. Do exactly what that transparent pouch is telling you to do. Have them retrieve your documents from the pouch you just purchased to support this mother's mission. That's something you could do. Everyone of every color. To keep it equal. Isn't that what we're trying to achieve?
This wasn't even supposed to go down, so I'm gonna keep it short. I really think we should actually do what I just stated a few moments ago, because it's a dope idea that she created the product. I just don't understand the state of why we had to create the product. But to counteract the negative, everyone of all colors, go and purchase one. Make it the new part of your vehicle. Make it the new part of your procedure when you're stopped. Everyone. And perhaps the officers will get the message. Perhaps some of them that are human, that understand that it shouldn't be this way, will come with a counteraction of their own. Who knows? I'm just saying. I'm sipping on my cup, sipping on my coffee, and I just wanted to spill it today. This episode was impromptu, you guys. As I stated, the most up-to-date, or should I say the episode that was supposed to be released, is still going to be coming out tomorrow. So you can look forward to that Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow us on Coffee with Queen, Facebook, The Real Afro Queen, IG. You know, make it do what it do. And until next time, it's going to be Coffee with Queen. I hope you enjoyed them cups. Holla at your girl.